44 people face trespassing charges after they were arrested at a protest in Somerset yesterday. The demonstrators are calling for the shutdown of New England's largest coal-burning power plant. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports that 300 to 400 protesters turned out yesterday for the demonstration at the Brayton Point power plant.
On a soggy Sunday morning, demonstrators began gathering at 9 a.m. at a baseball field in the shadow of Brayton Point Power Plant's two massive cooling towers. They came from as far away as Vermont and New Hampshire to this quiet coastal town on the south coast of Massachusetts to protest the coal-fired power plant and to demand cleaner energy sources. Evan Bine took the commuter rail down from Somerville.
In a global sense, there's such an urgent need to cut use of fossil fuels that I feel it needs to be shut down and we need to start making plans about it right now.
For 90 minutes, demonstrators listened to environmentalists, coal miners, and union activists speak out against the plant, which the EPA listed as the state's top emitter of toxic chemicals in 2010 and 2011, the most recent years available. Peter Knowlton is the president of the United Electrical Workers Union Northeast Region.
We know now that the production and the dumping of these toxins was directed by corporate executives who felt it was worth the risk for cheap electrical transmission. But when you work in the suite on the top floor, you aren't exposed to the toxins. We are on the ground floor.
Brayton Point's owner, Dominion Energy, would not agree to talk on tape, but in a statement it says it has invested more than $1 billion to reduce the plant's environmental impact and says the plant is necessary to ensure energy reliability and to keep prices down. Among the Somerset community, feelings about the plant are mixed. There are those who side with the protesters and wish they had been there when Brayton Point was built half a century ago. Others say the plant is key to the local economy. Bob Clark, president of the Utility Workers Union at Brayton Point, called the demonstrators naive.
I don't know. There's no simple answers. I mean, we want electricity. We want all these iPads and iPhones and ThinkPads and Kindles and all this and that. Well, they all take power.
After a quarter-mile walk to the power plant, protesters in red shirts held hands as they crossed no trespassing signs in groups of five as the crowd cheered. They had attended an informal training session the day before and had come with the intention of getting arrested. The arrests themselves were orderly. Somerset police said the protesters had communicated with police throughout the planning process to ensure everyone's safety, and on the whole, had been cooperative. Dominion is actually in the process of getting out of the coal energy business. In March, it said it was selling Brayton Point to a private equity firm based in California and New Jersey. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.